This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. At least 14 people died in Sankhua Sabha bus accident. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba in Birgunj to attend various programs and Ukraine and Russia to hold talks as war rages on. Now the news in detail. As many as 14 people died when a passenger carrying a bus en route to Damak Jhapa from Okharboti Bazar of Madi Sankhua Sabha met with an accident at Madi Municipality 6, Satgumti at 7:30 this morning. Deputy Superintendent of Police DSP Laldo Subedi informed that bodies of 13 people have been so far recovered from this site. DSP Subedi said the deceased have been identified as BP Nirola, Umesh Bhattrai, Deepak Dahal, Syam Serpa, Bhavani Dahal, Indra Bahadur Adhikari, Aita Bahadur Tamang, Sabita Raut Karki, Anjana Kotwal and Diksha Kotwal. According to the locals, the bus was carrying at least 20 passengers. DSP Subedin informed the bus fell down around 300 meters off the road. Police said 5 people were rescued alive from the accident site. Among the injured are Subhas Gole, Yuva Pokhrel, Tulasa Kotwal, Ambika Bika and Dambar Bahadur Karki of Madi 6. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba has reached Birgunj today to attend various programs. Prime Minister Deuba was welcomed by local leaders of the Nepali Congress and chiefs of different government bodies. Addressing the program of the newly elected Working Committee of Nepali Congress, Parsa District, Prime Minister Deuba instructed the party cadres not to do anything against the alliance, claiming that the alliance will continue in the state and federal elections along with the local elections. Prime Minister Deuba stressed the need for the alliance to resolve the issues in the districts and provinces by mutual consent. Similarly, Prime Minister Deuba would address the 25th National Convention of Federation of Nepali Cottage and Small Industries and 22nd National Women Entrepreneur Conference at the Central Women Entrepreneurs Committee today itself. The flood and landslide affected Melamji drinking water project has seen 60% progress in its maintenance works. The flood and landslide that occurred on the 15th of June last year had caused damages to the project. Divisional engineer of Melamji Drinking Water Development Committee Padma Bahadur Kuar said that preparation has been made to supply drinking water to the Kathmandu Valley on temporary basis by mid-April this year. Kuar said that maintenance works have come to a final stage. He further informed that gate numbers 1, 9 and 38 of the Melamji River would be used in supplying water to Kathmandu on temporary basis. Dialysis service has begun at Hetera Government Hospital with support from Hetera Submetropolis. The service has begun with coordination support of the submetropolitan city and on the technical management of the hospital. Hetera Mayor Hari Bahadur Mohat said the indigent patients who do not need to go outside the district for dialysis service when it is available at Hetera Hospital. He said that the submetropolis has laid emphasis on the citizens' access to health services and then only on infrastructure development. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudupasam Province along with partly cloudy in the rest of the country. The division said light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of the country. There are chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high mountainous region. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. A maternity ward and a children's ward have been destroyed in a Russian strike on a hospital in the southern city of Mariupol. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky caused the attack on the facility a war crime. Ukraine and Russia's foreign ministers have landed in Turkey to hold peace talks. The US warns that Russia could be planning a chemical or biological attack in Ukraine. The foreign ministers of Russia and Ukraine are to hold talks in Turkey as Moscow's all-out invasion of its neighbor enters its third week. Ukraine's Dmytro Kuleba said ahead of the face-to-face meeting with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov that his expectations were limited. It comes after Ukraine accused Russia of bombing a children's hospital, an attack Kyiv says is a war crime. The bombing has been widely condemned, with the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres describing the attack as horrific and the US accusing Russia of a barbaric use of military force to go after innocent civilians. But Russia's deputy ambassador to the UN, Dmitry, said the bombed hospital had been turned into a military object by radicals. Russian warplanes also hit residential areas in overnight raids in Ukraine's northeastern Sumy region, local officials said. The White House said Russia could be planning a chemical or biological weapon attack in Ukraine and we should all be on the lookout. Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Russia's claims about U.S. biological weapon labs and chemical weapon development in Ukraine were preposterous. She called the false claims an obvious ploy to try to justify further premeditated, unprovoked attacks. It comes after Western officials shared similar concerns about fresh attacks. They said they were very concerned about the risks the war could escalate and articulate the possibility of Russia using non-conventional weapons. This most likely refers to chemical weapons, although the term also covers tactical nuclear weapons, biological weapons, and dirty bombs. Oil prices have plunged after the United Arab Emirates said it supported increasing production. Brent crude and international benchmark fell more than 17% at one point after the statement by the UAE. The fall follows weeks of skyrocketing prices due to supply disruption sparked by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The rising prices have put a financial squeeze on families around the world. U.S. President Joe Biden and other leaders have pledged to try to ease the price pressures for households. Officials from the U.S. have been in talks with oil producers aimed at boosting supply. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. At least 14 people died in Sankhua Sabha bus accident. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuva in Birgunj to attend various programs and Ukraine and Russia to hold talks as war rages on. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit our website www.onlinedionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.